Hello.
Oh, hi, Pedro.
Hi.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up. I'm in the cancellation department, and I understand that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yeah, if I could get my money back, that would be cool. I wasn't aware that there's going to be, like, multiple, companies reaching out to me to do the service. And I didn't, like, I think you guys were just, like, the first ones to get to me, you know what I mean, that day. And it was because I had signed up for Angie's, so the online marketing advertisements just started coming in. Like, that day I got, like, 6 calls from a bunch of different companies offering the same thing you guys are doing, you know? And I really apologize. I wasn't trying to waste you guys' time. Right after you signed up with Angie's, huh?
That's crazy. I know I've heard that before where people say that you can go on to Angie's and type in, you know, contractors in Idaho, for example, and you get pages and pages of leads, you know? So that's strange that, yeah, they must be promoting the businesses they work with somehow where you get, like, sales calls, huh?
Yeah,
I think so. So
I
want to explain. You have a buddy? Go ahead. No, I want to hear what you work with. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have a buddy that does this, that does the Google thing,
mm-hmm.
and, like, does social media as well. And his pricing was a little bit better now that I think about it. So, and I apologize. I wasn't trying to waste you guys' time at all.
Oh, it doesn't waste our time, Pedro. Don't feel bad. I want to give you some options because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, the $348 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's only because as soon as we bring a client on board, we block out the category, we do the content creation, manual submission, submit you to some trusted citations, which are popular directories in the area. So even though you haven't had your client interview yet, we've already gotten the ball rolling on that process. So I want to let you know, only because I've been doing this for a long time, I've been with the company for 12 years, I talk to a lot of people that say, oh, I have a friend or a relative or someone I know that can do this, and they're going to do it for a lot cheaper. But the problem is a week turns into a month turns into 6 months, and before you know it, there's a huge book of business that you could have captured by being on the first page that slips through your fingers, right? Plus, we're one of the very few companies in the nation that has earned a premier partnership with Google. What that means is that Google actually has a support staff on site with us, and we have that elite status with Google, meaning we were hand-selected because of our performance. So, you know, a personal connection that you have wouldn't have that type of a relationship with Google, which is important to have because sometimes, you know, even an expert in programming hits a bump in the road where, you know, they can't get something verified and their hands are tied, and then they try to call Google and it's very difficult to get through to a Google rep, and if they do, they're not really helpful, you know? You can ask your buddy that. He'll confirm that because they definitely don't give out any information on search engine optimization. So with that being said, I also want you to be able to get on the first page and get your phone ringing and at least recoup some of that $348 that you paid. So if you want to cancel now, I'll absolutely do it, but, you know, because I want to respect you. But since you already paid, if you want to kind of take advantage of it, I can extend your next billing an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get your business on the first page, get your phone ringing with new clients, right? That way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. And let me calculate it out. With the extra 2 weeks, you would actually be paid in full all the way till May 1st. So keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month program. So if come May 1st, you decide that you don't want it and you want to go back and have your friend pick up on the programming, then absolutely you can cancel and you wouldn't have any further charges. But I'm confident that you'll see such a strong impact to your business that you're probably going to want to keep it.
I'm down. I already paid it. I can't get that money back, so I'm down to try it. That's what I told the lady yesterday when I called her.
Really?
If I can't get my money back, then I might as well just go through and give it a shot, you know?
Yeah, you might as well. And I know that you're going to be so pleasantly surprised, because the proof with us is in our performance. That's why we don't do contracts. You know, sometimes I talk to people that tell me, oh, somebody called me and they offered me a cheaper rate. But when we dig deeper into it, they signed an annual contract where when they're 6 months in and not getting anything, they're kind of stuck with it, you know?
Yeah.
And we do the month to month for a reason, because we're performance based. We know that nobody would ever cancel on profit, and I know that you won't either. So what I'm doing is I'm extending that billing for you till May 1st, and then I just need to reschedule the client interview since that, you know, didn't get taken care of yesterday. So let me see. You're on Mountain Time, right? You're an hour ahead of us, I think. Okay, because we're on Pacific. Okay, so I could do a 12 noon or a 3 or a 4 o'clock Mountain Time.
When, tomorrow or today?
No, today.
Let's do 4 o'clock today.
Oh, wait a minute. I just see that one's triply booked. I didn't see that one on there. Okay, I'm sorry. So the 4 o'clock's not possible. We have 3 o'clock, and we have 12 noon. If not,
we
can see what's open
tomorrow.
Let's look at tomorrow then.
The thing is, because I still work a full-time job for another contractor, so I'm like, I'm trying to get my stuff rolling while I'm doing this, and I just feel bad that I'm on the phone so much, because I'm on the crew. And I'm like on the phone all the time for my business, and I feel bad because it's like when I'm on the phone, I'm not working, you know?
Yeah. That's good. That tells me that you're an ethical person. No, some people don't care. You know what I mean? I can tell you, even my own daughter, when COVID happened, she worked for a large mortgage company and they put everybody remote, and she was taking advantage of it. She would be, you know, out at the park with her kids and out shopping, and she's clocked into her company, and it just made my skin crawl every time. I was like, you can't do that. And guess what? She ended up losing that job. And it's kind of like a lesson learned, because she wouldn't listen to me, you know. But when I told her, if you work remote, they're watching you. They know how many hours you're putting into it, and they know if they reach out to you via email, if it takes a long time for you to respond, that you're probably not there, you know. So
for sure.
Yeah. So I appreciate that, and I don't want to step on your toes during work hours. So is 4 o'clock tomorrow the best time, or do you want to do a little earlier? What are you thinking?
Could we do 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Yep, we absolutely can. So let me book that out.
You said it takes like an hour?
No, it takes about 20, maybe 30 minutes max. The reason we book out an hour is just in case our technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over. So let's say they call you at 4:15. We don't want you to panic, because that whole hour is blocked out, and they will call you sometime within the hour. But believe it or not, I've had people call me before where their appointment's at 9 and they're calling me at 9:01, you know. Oh, nobody called me yet.
Yeah.
I always tell them, no, don't panic. We're going to put an hour window in there. They will call you sometime within that hour, that's for sure. So I do have that appointment nailed down for tomorrow. So you're all good to go. So, I know that you're going to love it. And if you need anything else of me, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So you could always reach out to me, you know, in the future if you wanted to.
Alrighty. Sounds good.
All right. Have a good rest of your day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.